You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome to We're Listening to Podcast, a community where all voices are heard. I'm your host, Rob Cook. Join me for a lighthearted show about the human experience with live conversations, discussions, and interviews of some of the newest to the most established 3P practitioners from all over the world. So no matter if you've known the three principles for years or you're new to Daily Insights, we hope each episode will inspire you to demonstrate a community where all voices are heard. Welcome to today's episode.
Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you so much for being here and tuning in. We got a good one today. A gentleman who's going to take some time and really, really point to the misunderstanding of the mind. No pun intended there, because that is his podcast and that is where you will find him making part of his impact in this world. Please welcome to the show, Jason Shires. I said that right?
You did, yeah, thank you. Everyone asked that, you know, and some people get it right, some people get it wrong, but great to be here with you. We haven't been together for a while, but I kind of just even in these few minutes of kind of spending with you, I get a reminder of your energy, you know, and kind of charisma that shines through, you know, that I always feel joyful to be around. So
I'm glad
to be in that space with you, you know, and see what's going to come out in this conversation.
Oh yeah. And that's what I'm most excited about. Like I was telling you before I hit the button, there are just things that I remember about you that were very good reference points for me.
Yeah.
They were very like, I've always kind of looked across to see how you've done and how you did as a result of that, in a sense. And it just always resonated with me as somebody I could kind of trust where you were to kind of help keep going in my own journey, just from how that time we spent together, during that course. But before all that, let me do this. Let me give you an opportunity to just share with the listeners who you believe Jason is and how you show up.
It's funny, you know, because my daughter said to me yesterday, I said, what's this? I said to my daughter, what, she's 13, you know, I said, what's this thing on your WhatsApp? And she went, well, what's this thing on your WhatsApp that says becoming nobody? You know, that's what she said to me, you know, and I love that. I have this like love-hate relationship with titles and credentials, you know, because the love part of it is that, like, because I've got like a list of letters and credentials, is people in the world of psychology and suffering and the places that we often hang out, you know, want to think that I have something worthwhile saying, you know. Unfortunately, that's kind of one of the things that opens doors, but I love that because it gets that I get to share something different with them. And the hate bit is just my own kind of cringy relationship with this apparently separate identity called Jason that I show up in the world. You know, it's kind of like that. It's not a hate, but it's like it's a realization that I'm not really polishing, developing and growing, you know, like myself by external qualifications. You know, what the real value is what comes from within, and not the titles and letters and so on and stuff that I so used to crave when I went through all those qualifications. So I am a psychotherapist, you know, I'm a transformative coach, that's kind of worked in the mental health space, I guess, for 25 years, with addictions, trauma and eating disorders. That's my thing. And I've been in recovery from addiction for 29 years this year. You know, that was when my horrific addiction kind of ended, you know, with the war on the streets, you might call it. You know, it's kind of like it came to an end, but it wasn't where addiction inside of me ended. You know, there was a further ongoing battle for multiple time before I found this understanding that we talk about now. You know, so I've been on a long journey to get here. You know, it's kind of like I've been in multiple, sometimes they felt like wars, you know, but I've been in multiple kind of levels of understandings of myself and the world and psychology and so on and stuff like that, based on what I've done, my trainings, and where I've been in my own evolution, you know.
Yeah. What does that look like practically, though? Like it sounds, I mean, because again, that's what I love about you, because the biggest, well, I won't say biggest, one of the biggest kind of impacts that was ever made on me is when Dr. Pettit flipped for me upside down the need to go get like certifications and stuff. When he said to me, you know, I love how you use your lived experience as your education. And I don't even know if it was meant to hit me like it did, but it was just like, oh yeah. Like, yeah. And that kind of released a lot of pressures of me thinking I needed to go, like you say, get the credentialing and so on and so forth. But what does it look like with we won't use the term war, but the balancing act. That's what we'll say. What does it look like now with the balancing act of that? Practically,
do you mean like what did I do, or what do you,
yeah, like how did that show up in business or life? Or
I only became a psychotherapist to try and fix myself because I felt like I was broken.
Okay. All right.
I'd been through addiction, I'd found abstinence, you know, recovery, like abstinence from drugs and alcohol, but I hadn't found abstinence from process addictions and stuff like that at the time, and I was still deeply suffering with my internal experience. So I thought if I started going to therapy, because I thought I had problems that I needed to resolve. And I thought, well, if I could really become a therapist, then surely I would be able to fix myself, or I would understand myself better to the point where I wouldn't suffer anymore. You know, it's like, so I went through years and years of and multiple different modalities of training in the world of psychology, you know, and after multiple times of qualifying and being credentialed and having letters after my name and certificates and so on, I kind of thought, you know, there's no difference. You know, it's kind of like I don't feel any more prepared at the end than I did at the start. You know, it's like to help anyone or to point anyone to happiness, because I'm not happiness or joyful. I haven't experienced happiness and I'm not joyful. Now, I feel like now, today, the benefit of that experience that I had in those credentials is massive. You know, it's kind of like with what I know about true nature and who we really are. And there's a transitional period where I thought, particularly because you may have heard it like me, I kind of heard, it's not that people said it this way, but I heard it that therapy is bad and that it's not useful and that you don't need it, you know? And I kind of, in a way, jumped on the bandwagon in this new understanding that I'd found, to criticize all other understandings other than a spiritual awakening. But what I've realized in more recent years is that it's all valuable, you know, it's all valuable. And all of it is a tool in the toolbox for, you know, for being present with somebody with whatever seems relevant at the time, you know. So I feel like pretty it was all valuable experience at the time, and I've gone through kind of multiple understandings of that experience myself, you know, that's how it went kind of thing, you know, and there was so many different things along the way, you know, of trying to, all of it trying to find some sort of peace though, or some sort of home, you know, that I was searching for.
Yeah, to land on. That's a very good way of sharing that, because it's this article that talks about the healing of the mind, in a sense, and it talks about how when we sit across from people, the knowing that they're okay before they even know that they're okay, and I remember having this like tough time with that, and it was because, like you said, for me it had to be all of a spiritual awakening or nothing, in a sense, and not that anyone said it that way, but I sure as hell heard it that way too. Yeah. And so things that were actually helpful for to people, I overlooked. You know, things that may have slowed their mind down, yes, cognitively for just a second, but even then, that gives way for space. Mm. Like, and so it kind of got to like, oh, okay. Like everything didn't have to be so deep in the sense, in the well, that like just helping somebody smile through the day was okay too. You know, so that's what I kind of heard when you were saying, it's like, you know, it was real rigid in a way of articulating, and then start realizing like, wait, any way that I could articulate this, you know, because it's any way I could point to this and you getting it, I believe, explains what I'm talking about in totality, that our experience is created from the inside up.
Yeah.
Like whatever way I choose to point that to you, once you get it, that's my understanding of principles that. I mean, again, if I walked you down next to the lake, if I put you in a workout, if I don't care what I use, like long as you lessen that level of thinking where you could see your true nature and that you're connected to the creative energy source of life. And from that, you become aware that what's in front of you doesn't have to be as scary as it is. And you get to, you have a say in the perception you have of that. It in front of you, so to speak. I mean, yeah, man, anything's up for grabs at that point. Like, because again, it still points to you have to create this in a sense from the inside out. It doesn't work the other way around.
Yeah. And I think thought is such a binary system, you know, that it kind of, it'll, even if you have an experience of your true nature, thought will tell you that now you've got it.
And it's kind exactly.
Of like, and this is it. It's kind of like, and it will create a whole new belief system around mm-hmm. it and tell you that this is it, not that. And it's like, and then you go around projecting your belief system onto everyone else, dismissing everything else. That's all like you said. And it could be just going and sitting by a lake, you know, is an experience of your, you have an experience of your true nature. It's all integrated. It's all part of it. You know, it's like, there's no it, you know, it's kind of like, but it's yeah. So convincing and so compelling that I always like the question, does a fish know it's swimming in water? You know, if you think you've got it, it's kind of like, then you probably want to look towards what that is, you know, because there's no it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I love that. So what's new, man? What's fresh? What's life like on a daily basis?
Yeah, it's a roller coaster as ever, you know, it's kind of like I went through this kind of blissful experience, I guess, of a couple of years after initially realizing, like you said, that life was an inside out experience, not an outside in experience, where so much suffering fell away, so much peace, so much beautiful experience happened, you know, it was like, yeah. I mean, that's all part of convincing ourselves about the it, the new thing that we found is it, the one, the way, you know, the only way, the best way, whatever it is that we decide, you know, it's kind of like having a more beautiful experience of being alive is kind of contributing towards that belief as well, you know, it's like, but after a while, I kind of finding a beautiful relationship really sort of brought some trauma home to me, you know, it's kind of mm-hmm. like, so I started having all these contractions and kind of sensations of the body happening to me, you know, in my life. And, you know, I had to start looking at that stuff, like despite what I thought I knew, despite where I was, but I saw how it was showing up and how I was suffering as a result of stuff, you know. So I kind of spent a while going back into that old psychological stuff because it just made sense to me to do so, you know, at the time. And there was certainly a period where I felt a bit like I'd gone backwards, walking in quicksand, you know, and kind of and was a little bit kind of stuck in there, you know, but I feel like it's all integrated now. It all kind of makes sense, you know, and things feel really good, you know. It's kind of like I feel kind of clear about my work with trauma. I've always had many clients come to me for addiction. And I guess what happened to me at the same time as I was having these realizations, I started to get clients like from our community, from people we knew and stuff and things like that, who were saying to me, hey, look, I've been saying my life's great, but I've been really struggling with this thing, you know. I'm getting these feelings in my body and these sensations and contractions and so on, and it's like, but I don't understand, you know. And it's kind of like, so I life presented me with these people and these opportunities, and everything in my work, I guess, is the same with you, is an evolution of my own understanding what Absolutely. Really helps me to be of service to others, you know, to be there and to listen and to see more clearly kind of what shows up in this thing we call the human experience, you know. So yeah. I've done all sorts of different spiritual explorations and different things and I tried to remain somewhat disconnected from any concept, you know, just being open to life and being open to my direct experience, wherever that takes me, and being open to looking at and listening to different things and different people and seeing the beauty in all of it, you know?
Yeah. And again, that's why I love using you as a reference point, because I would say that the same experience of mine, just like this, it's like, I don't care how people hear it if they hear it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and so my beliefs, it feels like now the relationship I have with beliefs that they're up for grabs. Show me something. Like, because it's just the thought anyway. Like, these are up for grabs. Show me something. Because I'm only holding on to them because of the fact that that's the limitation of where I've seen anything else to be true. That's why I've hardened the thought into, and then now belief. But if you show me something new, in a sense, I'm willing to question it, to look farther and move the metric on that. But the knowing, those are not up for grabs. Those are not up for grabs. That's just there. That's, you know, that's the system doing the system. There are things that I just know. Right? And they reveal themselves to me through, you know, a feeling where I don't have to question it. So whenever I'm in a conversation, everything else is up for grabs to see the beauty in, like you said, the unique way you express it, the way you point to it, the way you bring your experiences of life and traumatic, you know, trauma and things like that. How do you then still show truth through it to people? How do they hear it? Can I, oh my God, I love that. Let's connect, let's collect. You know, it's it all in a sense works. And I don't, Lynn told me one time, Lynn Robertson, she said, I get the feeling you just love God and you seem to be able to find him anywhere.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, I like that. Like, that's the game I'm on. Let me find God in you. Because I know. And I mean God in the sense of creative power, potential, you know, for life. I know. I know it's in there. And maybe you have thousands and thousands of narratives. And maybe you have hundreds and hundreds of traumatic experiences. And maybe you have, you know, pictures and reinforcement in your environment and circumstances beyond what humans should, you know, deal with. Yeah. But underneath that, I still know that I know that I know it's there. That's not up for grabs.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Yeah, I have some beautiful memories of that with myself, you know, because I was convinced, I think, particularly because I'd spent, you know, I was talking to someone and I kind of thought, you know, about, I know that you're a veteran, right? And it's kind of like, but to me, it felt like from my own subjective experience that I was in a war, you know, it's kind of like I was in physical danger most of the time. You know, it's kind of like people were being stabbed, beaten, shot around me. Somebody would take your money if you looked away, you know, it's kind of like, and I was constantly, every day that I went out into this thing that I lived in, you know, it's kind of, that's what it was like to live on the streets. And like, you know, and then after that, even when I found abstinence, you know, what I was calling recovery, you know, it's kind of like, all it was like a whack-a-mole experience where I'd stopped drugs and alcohol, but I'd picked up sex and gambling and pornography instead and food and the gym, you know, it's like, they were my new drugs, you know, it's like, but they were, because they were somewhat socially acceptable and needed things, one could find that there was anything wrong with them. And I was okay to escape in those things. So when I found this understanding, I had these convincing and compelling stories, 40 years of eating disorders, multiple psychiatric diagnoses, multiple times in jail, years of committing crime, stealing from my own family, doing all sorts of horrific things that I really felt shame about. Why it didn't apply to me, what you just said, you know, look, that's okay for you, you know, it's kind of like, I really get what you're saying. And if somebody's done a little suffering, or they've had a few things where they've done, you know, maybe they've done this and that didn't go down too well, he said, and I can see why that applies to them. But if you were like me, if you were as bad as I was, if you'd done as much crazy stuff, as many bad and shameful things that I'd done, then you'd know why this thing that you're talking about, that's good, that's underneath everything else, that really exists no matter what, isn't true for me. Yeah. You know, and there was two people in particular that from our community that just like never ever bought my story. You know, it's kind of like, and I spent a lot of time, in fact, I'm still in connection with them now, 6 years later, you know, 5 to 6 years later. It's kind of like, and the amount of time, it's really powerful when you keep trying to convince somebody how damaged you are, and they don't believe it. You know, don't believe it. They just go, no, I can see something more in you, because you start to see it in yourself. You know, you can't help but start to see it. What is it that these people are seeing in me that I'm not seeing in me? You know, it's like, how come I'm so convinced that and broken and damaged, but these people are just not, they don't even falter. They don't even like go, maybe, you know, it's kind of like, they just see something beautiful in me that I don't, you know? And when you keep being around people or in that conversation where people see the beauty in you that you can't see in yourself, something happens. You can't help but see it. You can't help but just even, it's just like that little bit of curiosity, or maybe I could have a little look at what it is they're saying or pointing to. Maybe it could be true that I'm okay, or I'm a little bit lovable. You know, it's kind of like, because I've like spent my whole life believing I'm lovable, broken, damaged. That's a byproduct of the system that we've been in trying to get help, or we've been around. You know, it's like, but there's a part of me that's, it's okay, right? I can see it, you know, it's kind of like, or I can see good traits. And then I start to look more. As soon as I get a little sense or a feeling of that beauty in myself, I start to go, oh, that kind of feels nice. You know, it's like, I like that. So that's kind of like what it made me think about when you were sharing that, you know?
Yeah. And like you said, the reason I know is because I, like you, had so many narratives and stuff that if I found it in myself, it's surely got to be possible for everybody else, because I figured myself as the worst, you know? So that was kind of like how it hit me. It was like, wait, if I got it, then everybody in a sense should be able to get it. But you also pointed to something that I love talking about and dissolving for people, is this notion that because I may have had traumatic experiences while serving in the US military, and you live in an environment where people being shot, stabbed, and dying, or you getting robbed is a different traumatic experience. It's a different story. But our experience of how we kind of felt of death, felt that your life was in danger multiple times throughout a day. So you're living from an angst that's creating inflammation within the body. That part about us is the same. Like that, so that for me, trying to qualify and quantify the narratives is we totally missed the boat there. Because what's happening is when somebody experienced what they perceived to be danger at the sense of losing their life, the system kicks in to protect them. And it's going to throw whatever behavior. It's almost like spitballing, throwing things out. Something's got to work for us to get back okay. And there's this hook that sometimes if we're not comfortable, if I was drinking at the moment I felt better, the hook says it was drinking. You know, if I was eating the moment I felt better and realized I felt better, the hook is thinking that eating was it, in a sense. And I think what I've been loving is not having to qualify that for people, so they could just hear themselves and underneath their story. Like, because it's just their story every time. When they tell it and it's theirs, it's like, I get the narrative of it, but were you feeling like this? Did you? Yes. Okay, then we're talking the same thing. And then as the young lady who may have been sexually assaulted, or young man who was sexually assaulted, like when I did a program about trauma and as from an advocate perspective with Eric Zuniga, who was sexually assaulted throughout his youth and some by clergy. And again, when we talk about the feeling of it, we were talking about the same thing. And it was like, oh, okay. I want to help people with that. I don't want to help people, because every moment of my life that I kind of think about really helped me shift was when somebody didn't buy my narrative. It was something about it that it just stuck out to me. That, okay, weird. You know, you try to discredit it, but it sticks. And it, one, just came full circle for me, because I used to get in trouble a lot as a youth, but I had an aunt who would always tell me, like, you're going to figure this out. Do not, you know, you're going to be okay. Don't trip. Like, that was her messaging for me. And my, her daughter just had a medical issue happen that had her very scared. And so I was on the phone with her, you know, talking, and she said, I don't know if I can make it through this one, baby. And the first thing came to my mind was, that's not true. I didn't know what else to say. I just knew that wasn't true. So I blurred it out. She said, what'd you say? I said, like, I'm just sitting there. And I was like, your faith is stronger than you know. And she was like, what do you mean? I said, because actually this call is a product of your faith. Like, you used to say to me when I was a kid, I would figure it out and that I would be able to help other people figure it out. Again, that it thing in the sense. But it was like, by you showing me that or believing that, through time, it came a point where I believed it too. And now what a full circle it is that I now get to offer you a safe space to help you walk through something that looks, I mean, we're just on the phone crying, like just crying up, like at that point, you know, just like, no, your faith is so strong that it did work the way it, and it was just a beautiful moment. But yeah, I love the way you look at this experience, this human experience of life. I really do.
Yeah. And I think for me, like, that's why I always say, you know, it's kind of essential to see through the role of thought, the story, you know, it's kind of like to see what's underneath that stuff that we talked about, you know, it's kind of like, that's like, if somebody comes to me with that, and like, in my own experience, that kind of dissolved everything for a while. You know, it's kind of like, I really felt like that was, life was kind of blissful, joyful, nothing could bother me. But then after a while, I still started to have this physical experience, sensations, contractions, you know, show up for me. So it didn't make sense to try and bypass that and just say it didn't exist because of what I knew, you know, it just made sense to kind of go, well, this is what's happening, you know, and from that place of knowing my true nature, knowing that I'm okay, I can kind of be with my experience, you know, it's like, and that was then a further different exploration, you know, it's like, of the body and looking at, you know, like that stuff, that not necessarily going back into the past at all, but kind of acknowledging the present, you know, being in the present moment, like everything is happening now, everything is happening in the present moment, whatever it is. And the only teacher that you will have is your direct experience, you know, of whatever's happening. And sometimes that doesn't fit with whatever you're involved in, you know, the community, the common language, the narrative, the beliefs of whatever community you're in, you know, it's kind of like, I'm having this experience, but people are not talking about that, or something like, or they're saying it's something else, but it doesn't feel like that to me, or something like that. So it really allowed me to evolve even further and just be with my direct experience rather than trying to apply a concept to myself. You know, it's kind of like, this is what's happening. You know, I'm having these experiences, and, you know, and I guess my own, that's where the evolution of my own understanding grew further into moving away from a concept and just moving into being with what is, you know, it's kind of like, if you go back to the Sid Banks quote of, not being afraid of our experience, you know, it's kind of like, whatever that experience is, you know, it's kind of like, it is what it is, you know, it's like, my body is, every time something happens, I'm getting a, you know, a contraction, a sensation, I'm having the flight, fright, freeze, or fawn response, or something, you know, whatever the stuff is, you know, it's kind of like, these things are happening, you know, it's like, so, you know, I kind of tried to explore that stuff without really kind of fitting it into anything, just to being with that, you know, and it's further free. I tell you what it did for me. I felt like a more embodied version of myself. You know, it felt like I wasn't a walking head anymore with a sophisticated understanding of spiritual process or who really knew how everything worked. I was more just a loving heart, open to being with my experience. If I wanted to cry, I cried. If I wanted to love somebody, I loved somebody. If I wanted to run away, I ran away, you know, but I kind of acknowledged that part, those parts of myself that I disowned because of many years of being in this stuff, you know, it's like that. So it really felt like I was no longer trying to escape myself, but I was just willing to be with what is, you know, and without trying to look good, without trying to present a perfect version of myself or think that I had all the answers, but more just being alive and sort of trusting whatever's showing up for me, you know?
Yeah. I love that. Sid has another quote in The Missing Link that talks about when the form and the formless comes together, it's the oneness of life, the oneness of God. Like, that's what it sounds like you're, you know, pointing to. It's like, what is, you know, and I'm going to be in this dance with it, you know, as long as I am in human form, you know? So that's pretty cool. So man, I truly, truly appreciate, you know, getting the opportunity to reconnect and have you share, but I'm open up for you. At this point, to just talk to the community about any programs, please let them know where they can find you, what you got coming, tell them where they can find the podcast and things like that. But again, thank you so much, brother, for coming through, man. And you'll be the last voice to hear, but give them that Jason.
Yeah, thank you. I never do this to sell anything, but I'll tell people what I'm doing in case they're interested. You know, what's good for me at the moment, what I'm loving is what I call a powerful men's exploration. And I'm running a program for men. It's 8 weeks long, 90 minutes a week. And it's really about undoing. It's not about doing, it's about undoing. There's so many people selling their beliefs of masculinity, of what it means to be a man, of how you need to show up in the world, of how you need to treat people, of all this stuff. It's an undoing of all that stuff. It's a really seeing of who you are beyond all that, beyond all those ideas that are kind of pushed onto us through social media and so on and stuff like that. And from there, discovering your true nature, who you are, you know, it's kind of like without these ideas. That's one thing that I'm loving at the moment. The podcast, Misunderstandings of the Mind, I think you're going to be on it with me soon, you know, and it's the first 39 episodes, which have been done over the last few years, you know, I guess were my own story, you know, my own kind of those conversations were beautiful conversations for me because they were really helping me see who I was in the process. Everyone that I got to do with somebody, I really took something from. So I share quite openly on all those episodes of my own experience. And now after those, I'm starting to have people that have seen the beauty of themselves, you know, that may have had some suffering before. So the next set of episodes are really going to be like more like what was life like, what happened, what did you see, and what is it like now, you know? It's kind of like, so it really just highlights to show that if you're suffering, if you're struggling, if you've even if you spent a lifetime suffering, that a momentary realization can change your life unrecognizably. You don't have to go through long drawn out suffering or processes and all these things. Not that there's anything wrong with that if that's what you're doing, but I'm just saying it is possible that you can see something in just a moment that can change your life, you know, like unrecognizably. And that's what those conversations are going to be about, you know, and that's kind of that's what I'm loving doing, you know. And always my stuff with trauma and addictions, and who many people seem to come to me for, you know, it's kind of like is my passion because that was my life, you know. And that's kind of, I love anyone who's suffering, struggling, feeling that loneliness, separation kind of struggle that we go through, you know, just helping them shine a little light on something that's beautiful, you know.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. For more information about the podcast, please go to 3pgc.org. If you're looking for more information about how to become a practitioner, or you want to be featured on the show as a new, fresh voice in the principles, send us an email at info@3pgc.org. We'd love to hear from you. Knowing there is no end or limitation, nor are there boundaries to the human mind, have the day you deserve.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.